Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Maaseh by Chamishi, which is Chamishi when Matas and Maaseh Mechuborim, Shlishi in Maaseh. Vayedaber Hashem el Moisha bi'arvis Moyov. Hashem spoke to Moisha in the plains of Moyov, al Yarden Yerichoy Leimor. At Yerichoy, saying, Pasuk Nun Aleph, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleihem, and say to them, ki atem oivrim es hayarden el eretz Canaan, when you will cross the Yarden to the land of Canaan. V'pasuk nubeis, v'rashtem es kol yosh v'yoretz mipneichem, you should drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, v'ibadetem es kol maski yosam, and you shall destroy all their temples, Veis kol tzalmei masei choisom, and all their molten images you shall destroy. Veis kol tzalmei masei choisom ta'beidu, and all their molten images you shall destroy. Veis kol b'moisom tashmidu, and all their high places you shall demolish. Zot Rashi, ki atem oivrim es hayarden v'goyim v'rashtem v'goyim, when you'll cross the Yarden. V'alekama pa'omim hizuzeru al kach. Hadn't Klal Yisrael been given orders regarding this many, many times already? But Moshe told them as follows: Kishatem oivrim biyardim, when you go across the Yarden by a bush on the dry land, when the waters of the Yarden will bederech neis split to allow you to cross over, al menas kein tavru, cross with this understanding that you're going to drive out the Yoshviya Oretz, the inhabitants of the land. Vimlav. But if not, Mayim Boyim Vishoitvim Eschem, water will come and wash you away. Vichain Matsinu, and we have so found Shamalem Yeshua, that Yeshua told them, Ba'oidom Biyardim, while they were still at the Yarden. Vihoirashtem, Vigeirashtem, you shall drive them out. Maski Yoisam, their temples, Kitargume, like the Targum Unkelis says, Base, Sigdasoin, their houses of bowing, their temples. They are called by this name, Al Shem Shehoyu Mesakchin Esakarka, because they would cover the ground, Beritzva Savonim Shalshayish, with a floor of marble stones. Lishtacha Vaisaleim, as to prostrate themselves upon them, Bepishut Yudayim Viraglaim, with outstretched arms and legs, Kedasiv, like it says, Ve'evin Maskis Loi Sitnu Va'artzachem, and in your land you shall not place a floor stone, Lishtach Vaisle Aleo, on which to prostrate yourself on. Masei Choisam, their molten images, Ketakuma, you have to understand it, like Targum Unkelis says, Mat Chasoin, their metal. Pasuk Nun Gimel, Ve'rashtem Esa Oretz. So the Pasuk says, and you shall rid the land, V'yishavtem Bo, and you shall settle in it. Ki Lochem Nosati Esa Oretz L'Resha Soiso. For to you, the Ribbono Shelem says, I have given this land to possess it. Zot Rashi, Vayrashtem es haoretz, you shall rid the land, Vayrashtem oisam yoshveh, you shall rid it of its inhabitants, Ve'oz, and then Ve'yishavtem bo, you shall settle in it. Tuchlu l'skayim bo, you'll be able to last in it. Vimlav, but if not, Le'suchlu l'skayim bo, you're not going to be able to last in it. Pasuk nun dalet, Ve'snachaltem es haoretz begoyrol, L'mishbechoyseichem, you shall give the land as an inheritance by lot to your families, Larav Tarbu es Nachalosai, to the many you shall increase its inheritance, Valamaat Tamit es Nachalosai, and to the few you shall decrease its inheritance, El Asher Yetze Leishama HaGoyrol Loi Yihye. Wherever the Goyrol fall for him, his it shall be, Lematois Aviseichem, according to the Shvatim of your fathers, Tisnecholu shall you inherit. So Rashi al Asher Yetzei Lo Yishama, wherever the Goyrul should fall for him. Mikra Kotzer Huzeh. This is an abbreviated pasuk. What does it mean? El Makoyim Asher Yetzei Lo Yishama Goyrul, to the place where the lot will fall him. Lo Yiyah, it shall be to him. Lamate Avaseichem, according to the tribes of your fathers. Lufi Cheshboin Yoitz Mitzrayim, according to the number of those that went out of Mitzrayim. Dovaracher, another pshat. Bishnei Moser Gvulin, in 12. Gevulin, marked off areas, Kaminyan HaShvatim, like the number of the Shvatim. Pasuk Nun Hei, Vim Lo Yisai Rishu Es Yoshvei Aretz Mipneichem, But if you will not drive out the Yoshvi Yoretz, the inhabitants of the land before you, V'hoyo asher toysiru mayem, those of them who you shall leave will be to you l'sikim be'einechem, as pins in your eyes, v'litzninim b'tzideichem, and as thorns at your sides, v'tzaru eschem, and they will harass you, al ha'oretz, upon the land asher atem yoshvim ba, in which you dwell. So Rashi, v'hoya asher toysiru mayem, those of them that you will leave will be to you as pins in your eyes and as thorns at your sides. Yielachem l'ra, they will be the ones that will be goyim ra for you. They will cause harm for you. L'sikim b'einechem, as pins in your eyes. This means l'seidois ha'menakrois einechem, as pins which pierce a person's eyes. Targum shel yiseidois sikaya, the Aramaic translation for yiseidois, which means pegs, is sikaya. V'litzninim, and as thorns, paisrim es bay ha'paisrim, the interpreters. These, the interpreters, the paisrim, were the rebbeim, the teachers of Chumash. These were the contrasim, the notebooks that they kept. These were lamaisa, a shayrish, a source for the definitions of words and meanings in the psukim. I, in the Sefer Rashi, who explains this. So, apaisim by apaisim, the interpreters would interpret it, lashon mesuchas koitzim, as meaning as an enclosure of thorns, haseicheches eschem, which covers you, liskar velichle eschem, to close you off and confine you, main yotzevo, without anyone could go in or come in. Nobody could go out or come in, vitzaru eschem, and they're going to harass you, ketarguma, like the Targum says, that they will harass you, or to antagonize you. Akalpanim, Pasuk Nun Vav, in the conclusion of Perek Nun Gimel, Lamed Gimel, V'hoya kasher dimisi lasis lehem, and it shall be that what I meant to do to them, es elechem, I will do to you. So here Ribbono Shel Olam says that you have to get rid of the Kenaanim. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Klal Yisrael. And we see later in Shoftim Perek Beis that Klal Yisrael, the Maisa, did not get rid of the Kenaanim, and therefore they remained as a permanent, constant challenge to Klal Yisrael. Mida keneged mida. Not only didn't they drive them out, but they made treaties with them. Is this what the pasuk says? Mazois lachem. Is this what your zaydas and your ancestors longed so much to go into Eretz Yisrael for, to make peace treaties with these goyim? Rebbe Yisrael says you got to get rid of them. Vayrash them. You must get rid of them. V'im loisa rishu, if you're not going to get rid of them, es yoshvi aretz mipneichem, then whoever you leave over will be l'sikim b'neichem, there can be pins in your eyes, l'tzninim b'tzideichem, and thorns at your sides. V'tzaru eschem ala aretz ashetam yoshvim, and they're going to stay there and constantly harass you. Mida keneged mida, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, you didn't get rid of them when you had the power to get rid of them, therefore they're going to remain as a constant challenge to Klal Yisrael, which we see in Shoftim Perek Beis, they suffered for doiri doiris from them, because they were there forever. And they stayed there. With our Rabbi Yisrael, we begin Kapitel Amidalit. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Aleim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim, command the b'nei Yisrael and say to them, Ki atem boyim el ha'oretz Kanaan. When you come to the land of Kanaan, Zoyis ha'oretz, this is the land asher tipoy lochem, that shall fall to you as a Yerusha, as an inheritance b'nachalo. Eretz Kanan l'gvulisah, the land of Canaan according to its borders. So now we're going to see the borders of Eretz Canaan. So Rashi, Zaysar, Tzashatib, Lechem, Vegoimer, this is the land that shall fall to you, etc. Fishahar be mitzvahs noyeges boretz. There are a lot of mitzvahs that apply in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ven noyeges b'chutzlaretz, but they do not apply outside Eretz Yisrael. Hutzruch lichtoiv, that's why the pasuk at the right, Mitzran egvulay ruchesah, the limits of the borders of its size, saviv, on all sides. Lay melucha, to tell you, from these borders and inward, the mitzvahs are that are tluyin Eretz Yisrael apply. So that's why were they written, the gvulas of Eretz Yisrael? Because we know there's mitzvahs that are tluyin Eretz Yisrael, that are noyigin Eretz Yisrael. So you have to know where's the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, to know that this is from here and in is Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam writes the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Tipoy lachem shall fall to you al shem shenech l'kabagoyrul, because it was divided by the goyrel. Nikris chaluka, that's why it's called a chaluka lashon nefila, terms of falling. The Medrash HaGadayim, the Medrash says Al yaday shehipla kadosh baruch hu sarei mishal sheva umayis, because Ribbono shel Olam caused these sarim, those are the ministering angels of the seven nations who then inhabited the land of Canaan, to fall. Ribbono shel Olam got rid of them. He's going to cast away, it says, the Chitim, the Girgashim, the Amorim, the Canaanim, the Prizi, the Chivi, the Yivusi, stayed in Devarim Zayim, Pasuk Aleph. Sal yaday shehipla kadosh baruch hu sarei mishal sheva umayis, Mina Shemayim, from Shemayim, a kafsim with a Moshe, and he bound them up before Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar lois, Hashem said to Moshe, "Hey, look, ain't be moid koyach. They no longer have any strength." So it means, in the literal sense, falling. They're falling. Pasuk Gimel Vid Hayalachem Paas Negev. The southern side shall be for you mi midbar tzin, from the midbar tzin, al yedei Edom, at the side of Edom. Vahayalachem Gevul Negev Miktzei Yama Melech. Melach Kedma, and on the southern border shall be for you from the end of the Yamamelech to the east. If you look at the maps, obviously this parsha will be very easy to understand. But we're starting from the southern border. I'm going to work our way around. So Rashi, Vaylechem Bas Negev, the southern side shall be for you. Ruach Droimus, this is the southern side. Asher Min Amizrach Lamariv, which runs from east to west. Mi Midbar Tzin, from the Midbar Tzin, Asher Eitzel Edom, which is next to Edom. Maschil Miktsaya Droimis Mizrachis, that's where the southeastern corner begins. Shall Eretz Tisha Samatis, the land of the 9.5 Shvatim. Ketzad, how is this? Shalosh Eretzis Yoshvis, three lands are situated. Bedroimis Shal Eretz Yisrael, on the south of Eretz Yisrael, Zu Eitzel Zu. One next to the other. Ketzas Eretz Mitzrayim, part of the land of Mitzrayim. Veretz Edom Kula, the whole land of Edom, in its entirety. Veretz Moav Kula, and the whole land of Moav in its entirety. Eretz Mitzrayim b'miktsoya droimis maravis, the land of Mitzrayim is in the southwest corner. Shenema b'parashizu, as it says in this pasuk, me'atzmoy nachal lo Mitzrayim, from Atzmoy to the stream of Mitzrayim. V'hoyu soitzoy savayoma, and its edges shall be toward the sea. V'nachal Mitzrayim, and the nachal of Mitzrayim. Hoyu mahalach al pnei kol eretz Mitzrayim, that traversed the face of the entire land of Mitzrayim. It extended across the entire length of the eastern side. Shenemar, like it says, min ha-shichor asher el pnei Mitzrayim, from the shichor, which is along the face of Mitzrayim. The shichor is the Black Sea, which is the Nile River, the Nilos, like it says in that pasuk in Yeshua Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel. So Rashi over there, as we explained, says that the Nachal Mitzrayim, that's shichor, that's the Nachal Mitzrayim, the Nilos. See also Yirmiyahu Kapitel Beis, pasuk Yud Ches, and what Rashi says over there also, Yama Shichor. What is this? This Mina Shichar, the Shichar is the Nile River, the Black Sea. Umafsik bein Eretz Mitzrayim leEretz Yisrael, and this is Mafsik between Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. Veretz Edom Metzla, and the land of Edom is next to Mitzrayim, Letzada Mizrach, on the eastern side. Veretz Moav Eitzel Eretz Edom, and the land of Moav is next to the land of Edom, Besaif Adarm, at the end of the southern border, the land of the Tishas HaShvatim, the land of the nine Shvatim. So the borders that we're speaking about over here do not include the borders of the Shvatim of Reuven, Gad, and half of Chatzis Shevet Menashe, who received their chelik of the land of Sichon and Og, which was on the eastern side of the Yarden. So here we're only referring to the other 9.5 Shvatim. Okay, Eretz Moav Eitzel Eretz Edom, the land of Moav is next to the land of Edom, B'Seif Adarm, at the end of the southern side, Lamizrach, to the east of Edom. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, if the Ribbono Shel Olam had wanted to bring close their coming into Eretz Yisrael, he would have crossed them the Nilus, the Nile River, towards the northern side, meaning near the northern end. They would immediately come into the land of Eretz Yisrael without having to go through the Midbar or approaching the lands of Edom and Moav. However, v'lo yosu kein, but the Ribbono Shel Olam did not do so. V'zeu shenema, that's what it says. V'lo yinochem Elokim derech eretz plishtim. It says in Shemos Yud Gimel Yud Zayin, the Ribbono Shel Olam did not lead them by the way the land of the plishtim. Shem yoshvim alayom, because the plishtim live by the sea. B'marov shel eretz Canaan, to the west of the land of Canaan. Kein shenema plishtim, like it says, by the plishtim yoshvei chevel hayom, the inhabitants of the strip by the sea. Goy Kereisim, the nation of Kereisim, as I state in Tzvanya, Kapitel Beis Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk over there says, woe unto the inhabitants of the strip by the sea, the nation of the Kereisim. The word of Hashem is against you. This section of Canaan, that is the land of the Plishtim. So what does it mean, the nation of the Kresim and the land of the Plishtim? So they are used as synonyms in that pasuk. So the pasuk says, "Vayte v'leinocham zakrashi." Rabbi Yisroel did not lead them oisai derech by that way. Eles sibon. Rabbi Yisroel took them on a detour. The Yitziyam, he brought them out derech droima, by the way of Egypt's south, the south of Mitzrayim. That means by way of the southern part of the section of Mitzrayim east of the Nilus, that extends into what's today known as the Sinai Peninsula. So the Rabbi Yisroel took them derech droima. El Midbar to the south, Egypt, Mitzrayim south to the Midbar of Hu Shekari Cheskel, and that's why Cheskel called it Midbar HaAmim, the Midbar of the Nations. In Yecheskel Perek Chof Pasuk Lamed Hey, that's why he called it Midbar HaAmim. Lefishu Hayukama Umos, because there were a lot of many nations. Those are the three that were mentioned before. Yoshev Mitzida living next to it. Vahilchim the Klal Yisrael would go on their journey through the Midbar. Eitzel Droima along the south of Mitzrayim. Minamayrif klapi mizrach tamid, from the west toward the east, tamid steadily all the time. Achebo ledroim shel eretz edom, until they reached the south of the land of Edom, ubikshim melech Edom, and then they requested from the king of Edom sheyanichem to allow them lavay derech artzai, to cross by the way of his land northward, ulikanes laaretz, and to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael derech rochba, by the way of Edom's width. Vlei rotza, but the king of Edom didn't wish to allow Klal Yisrael to cross. V'hotzuchu lispev is called Droy Mishal Edom, so they had to go around the entire south of Edom. Ad boyim l'droy Mishal Eretz Moav, until they reached the south of the land of Moav. Shenemer, it says, V'gamel melech Moav sholach v'lo yovo, in Shoiftim perek yud alef pasuk yud zayin. And he, Klal Yisrael, also sent to the king of Moav, but he did not consent. V'holchu kol Droy Mishal Moav, so they went along the entire south of Moav, ad Saifa, to its end. U'misham hafu pneim, from there they turned their faces, let Safin, to the north. Achesavu, until they traveled to the north, until they went around Kol Meitzer Mizrachi Shalad Moav's entire eastern border, the Rochba by its width, Ukeshakilo es Mizrach, and when they finished its east, when they had gone the entire length of Moav's eastern border from south to north, Matzu es Eretz Sichon Voig, they found the land of Sichon and Oig before them. Shayoyishim, they lived Mizrach Shal Eretz Canaan, in the east of the land of Canaan. Vayardain mafsik b'neim, and the Yardain was mafsik between the land of Canaan and the land of Sichon and Oig. V'zeu shenemer, that's what the pasuk means. B'yiftach, in the pasuk of Vayiftach, it says Vayelach b'midbar, and he went into the midbar. He went into the wilderness. Vayosov es eretz Edom, and he went around the land of Edom. V'eretz Moav, and the land of Moav. Vayavoy mimizrach shemesh la'aretz Moav, and he came to the east of the land of Moav. Like we're going to see in Shoftim Yud Aleph pasuk Yud Ches. They conquered the land of Sichon and Oig, which was the north land of Moav. The Korvua the Yarden, they approached the Yarden. The Yarden is opposite the northwest corner. Shalaretz Moav, in the land of Moav, Nimtza comes out. Shalaretz Canaan, Shebeivar Yarden Lamayrev, that Eretz Canaan, which is on the side of the Yarden on the west. Hayemiktsaya Droimis, Mizrachis Shalaretz Ledim. So comes out. The southeastern corner was next to Edom. Pasuk Dalid. V'nosav lochem agvol minegev. L'male akrabim. The border should go around for you south of Male akrabim. V'ovar tzino. And shall pass toward sin. V'hoyu tzoytzoysov minegev l'kodesh barnea. And its edges shall be south of Kodesh Barnea. V'yotzo chatzar ador. And it should go out chatzar ador. V'ovar atzmoin and pass to atzmoin. Zok Rashi, v'nosav lochem akvul minegev l'male akrabim. The border should go around for you from south of Male akrabim. Kol mokoim shenemar, wherever it says in reference to the borders, v'nosav, it should go around, oy v'yotza, and it should go forth. Milame, that teaches us shalo yayametz shava, that the border was not even, meaning it was not a straight line. Elo, but rather hoylech v'yotza l'chutz, it would go out gradually. It would gradually project outward. Rashi says a similar point in Yeshua, Perek Tezvav Pasuk Gimel, Dibra Maschil V'yotzel Minegev, that the border would gradually project outward. Yotze Ameitzer, in the situation of our pasuk, the border goes forth va'oikim, and it curves Letzatzvoinu Shaloylam, to the side of the north of the world. That means that the border curves towards the south, into the northern part of the world, which borders the land of Eretz Yisrael to the south. Okay, so he says like this, Ella Hailach V'yotzei L'chutz. It would go out, Yotzei Hameitzar V'oikim. The border would go forth and curve, L'tzad Shvoyne Shalom, the north of the world, Be'alachzayn diagonally, L'mayriv toward the west, V'oiver Hameitzar, then the border passes, B'joy Mishal Ma'ale Akrabim, to the south of Ma'ale Akrabim, Nimtza comes out, Ma'ale Akrabim L'fnim and Hameitzar, that Ma'ale Akrabim is in the inside of the border. Meaning, Ma'ale Akrabim, the Divri David explains, is inside the bulge in the border where it veers from its initial point in the east. Lemaisa, this translation of Rashi over here goes out the way the Divri David learns. There are other ways to learn Lemaisa, the different pshatim over here. We're going with Lemaisa with the Divri David over here. Later, maybe we'll mention another way. Al Kalpanim over here, we're going with the way the Divri David learns. So it comes out Lefiza, the Malak Krab is Lefim and Ametzah, is inside the border. V'ovar tzino, so Rashi, what does it mean v'ovar tzino? And it shall pass towards sin, el tzin. The word tzin means like to sin. K'moy Mitzrayim, like the word Mitzrayim to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. V'hoyu toitzoysim, and its edges should be, ketzoys of its ends, b'droy mishal Kodesh Barnea, to the south of Kodesh Barnea. V'yotza chatzar adar, to go out to the chatzar adar, mispashat ametzah, the border expands, u'marchiv and broadens, letzat sofin shaloylam, in the direction of the north of the world. And it extends further by lachsing the Meir, slanting toward the west. And it comes to Chatzar Adar, Misham La'atzman, from there to Atzman, Misham La'nach Mitzrayim, from there to Nach Mitzrayim. Loshen Venosav, and the word Venosav, Homer Khan that says over here, it means like this. Lefisha Kosav, it's used in Sukkim, Vyotza Chatzar Adar, to go out to Chatzar Adar. Shehizchel Archev, which implies that the border began to broaden, meaning it started to include more territory within it. Mishi Ovar is Kodesh Barnea, once it passed Kodesh Barnea. And the width of that strip which protruded on the northern side, meaning into the north of the area bordering the south of Eretz Yisrael, was from Kodesh Barnea till Aftzmoin, and from there onward the border narrowed, meaning it encompassed a narrower area. And it turned in the direction of the south, and it came to the stream of Egypt, the Nachal Mitzrayim. And from there it went to the direction of the west, to the great sea, which is the western border of the entire land of Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza comes out to Nachal Mitzrayim. The Nachal Mitzrayim Miktayim Marovish joins us at the southwest corner of the land of Eretz Yisrael. So Kapanim, right now we have explained Rashi according to the Divrei David, who learns Tzvayin Shaloyla means the north of the world as the northern part of the land that lies south of Eretz Yisrael. So this requires us to understand Vinosav Letzad Doroim, and it turned in the direction of the south, to mean that the border turned northward into the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Although Rashi Maizah doesn't say Mefurish, that he refers to the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, however, Rashi himself, it's understood that it could be understood, the Maskal of David wants to say in a different way. You could understand it meaning like this. Vinosav, in a more straightforward manner, like this. Vinosav lachem akvul minegav l'mali akrabim. The border should go around for you south of Mali akrabim. Kol mokem shenema, wherever it says, within reference to the borders, Vinosav, it should go around, leviyotso, or it shall go forth, melami, that teaches us, shalayaya meitzit shav, the border was not even, meaning a straight line. Elo hoylech v'yotzit l'chus, it would gradually go outward. Yotzei ameitzit, in comes out, in the situation of our pasuk, the border goes out and it curves, let's add to the side of the north of the world that is in a northerly direction, be'alachsein diagonally, lemayriv toward the west. So the border passes b'droy mishal Ma'alei Akrabim, to the south of Ma'alei Akrabim. Nimtza comes out Ma'alei Akrabim lefnim and ametz, and Ma'alei Akrabim is inside the border. So according to this pshat in Rashi, when Rashi says that the border curves to the side of the north of the world, he means that the border goes southwest from Yam HaMelech Melach to the south of Ma'alei Akrabim and then curves northward. So he uses the north of the world, the Tzvayin Shel Olam, to express the idea that the movement north is in a diagonal direction. It's to the north of the world as opposed to the immediate north of the point which that segment of the border begins. Ma'alei Akrabim comes out Lefizez within the bulge of the border. So this is the second way of learning in Rashi. Okay. Pasuk Hey. Vinosav hagavul miatzmoy nachal, the border should go around from atzmoy to nachal of Mitzrayim, to the nachal of Mitzrayim. Vayisoytzoysav ayom, and its edges shall be to the west. So Rashi, Vayu Saitsois of Ayom, and its edge shall be to the west, El Meitzer Amayru. To the western border, Shein Oyd Gvul Negev, Mayrich, for the southern boundary does not extend any further. Litzad Mayrich in the direction of the west, Misham Vahala from that point and on. So it doesn't extend any weiter. So what's the sinyan over here? So when it says over here gvul, it doesn't mean that it links it to the pasuk before. We don't read the sukkim like this. And the edges should be in the west and the western border. And not only that, gvul over here is used in the sense of border, not in the sense of a bounded area. That's used later in the pasuk. Okay, pasuk vav ugvul yam, and the western border of v'hoyu lachem ayam agadol, it should be for you the yam agadol, that's the great sea. Ugvul zeh yiyeh lachem gvul yam. Now, on the western border, which is the yam agadol, and here it says the bounded area, that's the gvul yam. Zeh yiyeh lachem gvul yam. This should be for you the western border. Zog Rashi, gvul yam, meitzer marav yimau. And what is the western border? V'hoyeh lachem ayam agadol. It should be for you the yam agadol meitzer, the great sea should be as a boundary. Ugvul, and the bounded area, hanisin shebesoy chayam. This refers to the islands that are inside the yam. Afheim min agvul. They are also part of the gvul. Veheim im. These are islands shekoyin in Old French isles, which is modern day means islands. As I stated in the Gemara in Gittin, davchesam et aleph, because the word ugvul lechayira is extra. So the Gemara says over there, it says to teach us that there's an area beyond the seashore that's included within the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, which is the islands in the sea that's opposite. Take a look in Rashi over there, Chesam and Aleph and Gittin, Dibe Maslar, B'yudahimer. Pasuk Zayin, V'hoya Yilachem, V'zeh Yilachem Gvul Tzofin. Now, what is going to be the northern border? The northern border will be like this. Min Ayam Agadol Tiso Lachem Hor. From the Yam Agadol, you shall draw a slanting line for yourselves to Hor Hahor. So Rashi, Gvul Tzofin, Meitzer Tzofin. This means the northern border. So here, gvul is used in the sense of border, not in the sense of a bounded area, like the second pasuk used it before, pasuk vav. Min ayam ta gadol tisol yot lochem hayrahor. From the yam agadol, you should draw a slanting line for yourselves to hayrahor. Shubim miktsayit tzvaynis meravus. That's at the northwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael. Veroshim mashpia, and it's it goes downward, the top of it. V'nichnas latzoych yam, and it enters into the yam at the base. And there's some width of the sea inward of it, and outwards from it. So that means that the bottom of the mountain protrudes into the sea, to the south of the mountain, and possibly the north of it, the coastline is further to the east than it is at the base of the mountain. At the point of the protrusion, the sea is outward from the mountain to its west. So Horahor mentioned over here, you should not be confused with the Horahor that which Aaron HaKohen was buried on, because that Har Ahor is in the southeast of Eretz Yisrael, which is in Chutz La'aretz, and the one in our pasuk is over here is in the northwestern corner. It's a totally opposite place. There's no shayches. So don't mix it up with the Har Ahor that's mentioned by where Aaron HaKohen is buried. Tiso, so Zerashi, you shall draw a slanting line. Tishapu lochem, you should move it on a slant. Lintais mimarv letzofim, to go from west to north, el Har Ahor to Har Ahor. Tiso lashon sibo, this means a lashon of a incline. Kemay el ta harotzim, like the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perikud Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, the word saw, it says v'sa'i, to the booth of the runners, or v'sa'i ashar, or the pasuk in Yecheskel Mem Yud, it says, and the booths of the gate, hayatziya, the word tov that means to the yatziya, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Samach Aleph, Omen Aleph, it means like the top floor, shekoyrin anpitz, which is called anpitz in Old French. It means lean-to or a shed, especially one that's attached to a larger building. Shehu musav umushpa, which is inclined and sloping, which has a slanting roof. Okay, pasuk ches me hora hor tiso levoy chamos. From hora hor, you should draw a slanting line to the approach to chamos. Vayutay tzayisakavul tzedada, and the edges of the border should be toward tzedada. Tzedad zokrashi me hora hor, from hora hor tzayib, you should return. The Seichu will make it tough, and go along to the northern boundary. Letzada Mizroch, in the direction of the east. Vesifku bilvoy Hamas, and you'll encounter the approach of Hamas. Zu Antuchia, which refers to Antuchia. So the pasuk says that the border turns to Levoy Hamas, but does not say in which direction this turn takes. Since the pasuk is describing the northern border over here from its western point, so Rashi concludes over here that the turn is to the east. Taitzayis Hagvul, the edges of the border should be Soifay Hagvul. This refers to the ends of the border. Kalmakim Shneimer Taitzayis Hagvul, wherever it says the edges of the border, I Meitzer Kol Sham Lagamri. So either the boundary comes to an end over there, Veino Oivel Alon, and does not extend any further, like in Yeshua we see Tezvav Dalid, or in Tez Zayin Tezvav Yud Aleph, or in your Tez Chav Beis, and three places in Yeshua. From there it spreads out and broadens and goes forth, that what lays behind it. What does that mean? That the border goes into the territory which lays outside the beginning of the border. So according to the other, that's the way the Divrei Dover learns over there. According to the other pshat we said over there, that means that the border goes into the territory that lays inside the beginning of the border. Limashik la'alam be'alachsen, extending forward diagonally. Ve'yoyser min ha'roichav ha'rishon, more than the original width. Ve'le'inyan roichav ha'mida ha'rishon, with negei, the width of the original measure, karo toitzis. The pasuk calls it edges. She'sham kol sa'oysam midas, and that's where that mida of its width ends. So according to the Divrei Dover, this means that a broader width of land begins to be encompassed by the border. According to the other pshat, that means that a narrower width of land begins to encompass by the border. So it depends how you learn over here. Pasuk Tes, V'yotza Gavul Zifrayna, the border should go forth towards Zifrayn. V'yotay Tzayisav, and its edges shall be Chatzar Einon. Ze Yilachem Gavul Tzafim, this should be for you the northern border. The edge should be Chatzar Einon. Who ayas Soif Hametzah Tzvayni? This was the end of the northern boundary. V'nimtzah Chatzar Einon b'miktzay Tzvayni Zidrach. It comes to Chatzar Einon is at the northeastern corner of the boundary. Misham, and from there v'savisim lechem el Meitzah Mizrach. You shall draw yourselves at the eastern border. Pasuk Yud Aleph v'savisim lechem. You shall draw a slanting line for yourselves. Likvul Kedma, at the eastern border. Mechatzar Einon, from Chatzar Einon. Shifama to Shifam. You should draw a slanting line. Lashon Hasiba Unatiya. This means a lashon of turning and veering, like Rotiso, which we saw before in Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. Shifama Bemeitza Mizrahi. This is on the eastern boundary. Mishama Rivla. From there, it says to Rivla. So it doesn't necessarily mean its end points, right? What does that mean? We'll see what it means in the next Pasuk. We'll understand what it means in the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yorad hagavul, the border shall descend mishvam harivla, from shvam to rivla, mikedem la'oyin, east of ayin. V'yorad hagavul, the border shall descend umochel kesef yom kineres kedman, reach the bank of the Kineres River to the east. Zok Rashi, mikedem la'oyin, shem mokim, this is the name of a place, because ayin a lot of times can mean a spring. So Rashi over here goes with Targum Onkelos that it's a name, meaning where the usually where the word means a spring. So Onkelos always says eino, like we see in Bereshis, Tezayin Zayin, for the east of the spring, it says. Because that would be a very, very vague description of the border for it to be meaningful. So it must mean that it's the name of a place. It can't mean that it's the spring. Which spring? Oh, so Rashi says, Shem Mokoyim, Vameitzah, it's the name of a place. Mikedim La'oyin, right? Oyin's the name of a place. Vameitzah, Hoylechim Mizrochi, the border goes east of it. Nimtza Ayin, Lefnim Vameitzah. Comes out that Ayin is inside the border, Ome Eretz Yisrael, and it's part of Eretz Yisrael. The Yorid Agvul, the border should descend. Kol Shagvul Hailach Mitzaf and Dharma, wherever the border goes from north to south, who Yorid Vahilach, it is steadily going down, it's steadily descending. We'll see Rashi says a related point to this, the Imri Shefa speaks out in Devarim Gimel Aleph, Dibra Masl Vanefen Vanal. Mitzvah, we'll see it then. Umoch al Kesef, and it'll reach the bank, means literally the shoulder. This means Al Aver to the side, Yom Kineres Kedmet, the Kineres Sea to the white, to the east. She Yom Kineres, that the Kineres Sea Teich Lagvul will be inside the border, but Meir from the west, to the west of the border. V'agvul b'mizrach Yom Kineres, and the borders in the east of the Kineret. Humisham Yered al Yarden, from there the border descends into the Yarden. V'Yarden Moishich Uban, the Yarden flows steadily min atzaf in the darm from the north to the south. Be'alachsling diagonally. Noitel etzad mizrach, veering to the east side. Umiskarev letzad Eretz Kanan, and approaches the direction of the land of Kanan. Keneged Yam Kineret, opposite to the Yam Kineret. So Rashi appears over here to say that the waters of the Yarden lie northwest of the Kinneret. However, the Adavid in Bechayris, Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph, says that this is neged the reality, Lamaisa, the geographic reality. See also the Gemara over there in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, V'tzorachin. Moshech Rashi says, "Vital tzad mizrachos shel Eretz Yisrael." It flows along the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. Keneged Yam Kineres, opposite the Yam Kineres. So Yam over here does not say. In a lot of Girsoyes of Rashi, doesn't say that in the original Nischoyes. So Rashi probably over here refers to the city named Kineret mentioned in Dvorim Gimel Yud Zayin, as well as in Yeshua we saw Yutes Pasuk Lamed Hey. It says over there the city of Kineret. Al Kaponim. So if it doesn't, you don't go with the Girsoy Yam, so it means Kineret, the city. Kineret. Al Kaponim, it's Moshech Litzad Mizrach Shel Eretz Yisrael. It flows along the eastern side of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Keneged Yam Kineret, or Keneged Kineret, opposite the Kineret Sea, or the city Kineret. Atche Neufel B'Yam HaMelech, until it empties into the Yam HaMelech. U'misham Kolag Gvul B'Tzoy Soys. From there, the border ends with its edges, El Yam HaMelech, to the Yam HaMelech. Shemimenu Ascholos Meitz. From there, from there is the beginning of the boundary. Miktsoy Adroimus Mizrach, from the southeastern corner. Harei comes out, say Vaftoy, so you've encircled the land of Eretz Yisrael. Or the Zagirsa Arei Soibivaisa, see the Psukim have encircled it, whatever Girsa you're going to go with. So it comes out, Harei, so you've encircled the whole land of Eretz Yisrael, Abru Chasel, on all four sides. Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yorad HaGvul HaYardeno, the border should descend to the Yarden. V'hoyu Saitzois of Yom HaMelach, and the edges should be in the Yom HaMelach. Zois Tiyalachem HaOretz, L'Gvul HaYisrael, so of this should be the land for you according to its borders all around. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayetzav Moshe es Bnei Yisrael Leimar, Moshe commanded Bnei Yisrael saying, Zoyis Oretz Asher Tisnachlu Oiso B'Goyrol. This is the land that you should divide as an inheritance by the Goyrol, by the lot. Asher Tziv Hashem, which Hashem has commanded Loseis to give L'Sishas Hamatois V'Chatzi Hamatois, to the 9.5 Shvotim that remained in Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yudalit, Ki lokchu matei b'nei Ruvein ilaveis avoisam, cause from the people from the Shevet of Ruvein have taken according to the father's house, umatei b'nei Agodi, and the Shevet of God, leveis avoisam, according to the father's house, v'chati matei Menashe, and half of the Shevet Menashe, lokchu nachalosam, they took their nachalo. Shnei amateis v'chati amate, 2.5 shvotim have taken their nachalo. They took their nachla on the side of the Yarden by Yerichoy to the front eastward. Zok Rashi, Kedmo Mizrocha, to the front eastward. El Pnei Oilim, that means to the front of the world. Shehem B'Mizrach, which is in the east. So Kedem is used for the east, like we see before in Bamidbar Chav Gimel Pasuk Zayin. But if that's what it meant over here, so the Pasuk would be redundant. What does it mean to the east, to the east? So Rashi explains over here that the word is to be taken in a more basic sense, meaning to the front. The word for front is also used to express east, because the east is considered the face, or the front of the world. As I state in the Gor Aryeh and the Ber Maim Chaim. Oh, so that's Pshat and Rashi over here. El Pnei Olam, Kedem Mizrach, El Pnei Olam, to the front of the world, Chamber Mizrach, which is the east. Sheruach Mizrach is Kriya upon him, because the eastern direction is called face. Umarav is Kriya Ocher, the western direction is called the back. Lefichach Dorim Layomin. That's why south is to the right. Vitzafayin Lesmoil, and the north is always to your left. For example, look in Tehillim, Ayin Tes, Peites, Yud Gimel. When someone faces east, so it says his right is to the north, south. His left is to the north, and his back is to the west. So Rashi makes similar points in his Perish in Shemois Chavov, Pasuk Yud Gimel, as well as in Bamidbar we saw Perik Beis. Pasuk Gimel, and Yecheskel, Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel, and Iuv, Chav Gimel, Tes, and Ayin and Rashi, in Shemois, Chav Zayin, Yud Gimel. Pasuk Tezayin, that's by Revi, in Matais, and Shishik, Hashem, Chuborim, Vayadabra Hashem el Moshe, Leim, Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Eile Shemois, Anoshem, Hashin, Cholochem, Esa Oretz, Elazar, Akoyin, Vishua, Benun. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, these are the names of the men who will take possession of the land for you. It's Elazar, Akoyin, Elazar, Akoyin, and Yeshua, Bin Nun. Zok Rashi. Yinchal Asher Yinchalu Lechem Bishvilchem. The word Lechem means on your behalf. Because normally Lechem means to you. Here it doesn't mean, it means on your behalf. Kol nasi v'nasi apotropos l'shiftei. Each and every nasi was a apotropos, a trustee for his shevet. Mechalik nachlas ha'shevet, and we divide the nachla of his shevet l'mishpachas to families. V'lak varm and to individual men. Ubor l'chol echad v'echad, and you would select for each and every person chelik hagan, an appropriate chelik. Mashem moisim, what the nasiim would do, yia asi should be done l'gabi the chalukas ha'aretz. Kila sam shluchim, as if the members of the shvatim had made them their very own representatives. V'lo yitach l'farash l'chem ze. You can't explain the word over here l'chem k'chol l'chem b'sheb b'mikra. Like any other time, it says l'chem in psukim, which means to you. Shem came because if so, ha'yilei lichtav yanchilu l'chem. It should have written yanchilu l'chem. They will apportion to you using the word nachal in hifil. Yinchalu mashma. The word yinchalu in the kal. What does that mean? Shem noichlam l'chem. Means that they take possession for you. Bishvilchem on your behalf. Uvimkoimchem on your place. Kemoy, the word lachem is used here as a word. Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem will do battle for you, like we saw in Parshas Bishalach. Yudalid, yudalid. Hashem yilachem lachem. Ve'atem tacharishim. See Rashi in Pasuk Yudches and in Pasuk Chavtes. Pasuk Yudches, v'nasi echad, nasi echad, mimate. And one nasi, one prince, one nasi from each shevet. Tikhu linchoy lesa'aretz. Shall you take to take a nachla, possession of the land? So Rashi linchoy lesa'aretz, take possession of the land. She yehi noichal, that it should take possession of v'cholikos and divide it. Bimkoimchem, in your place. Pasuk yutez ve'ele shemayisu anoshim. And these are the names of the people, of the men. Lemate Yehuda, to the shevet of Yehuda, Kolev ben Yifuna. Is Kolev ben Yehuda, Yifuna. Yehuda is mentioned first over here. Lamate bnei Shimon, Shemuel ben Amiud, and to the mate of bnei Shimon, it's Shemuel ben Amiud. Lamate Vinyamim Elidod ben Kislein, to the shevet of Vinyamim is Elidod ben Kislein. Lamate bnei Don, to the shevet of bnei Don, Nasi Buki ben Yogli. He was the Nasi. Here it points out he was the Nasi, Buki ben Yogli. Pasuk Chav Gimel Livnei Yosef, to the sons of Yosef. Lamate bnei Menashe, for half of Yosef, which was Menashe, Nasi. Who is the Nasi? Chaniel ben Eifoit. Was Haniel ben Eifoit. Pasuk of Dalit, Lamate bnei Ephraim, and to Lamate, the shevet of the other half of Yosef, the bnei Ephraim Nasi. Who was the Nasi? Kemuel ben Shifton. Was Kemuel ben Shifton. It's interesting, by Lamate Yehuda, it doesn't say Nasi Kaliv ben Yifuna. By Lamate Shimon, it doesn't say Nasi Kaliv Shmuel ben Amiud. By Binyamin either, it doesn't say Nasi Alida ben Kislein. By Don, it starts saying Nasi Buki ben Yogli. By Yosef ben Menashe, it says what? Menashe, it says Nasi Chaniel ben Eifoid. Ben Ephraim, it says Nasi Kemuel ben Shifton. By Bnei Zvulon, that's where we're holding Chafei. Lamate Bnei Zvulon, it says Nasi Alit Sofon ben Parnoch. Here it mentions Nasi. Vaiter, Lamate Bnei Yisachar, Nasi Paltiel ben Azon. For Bnei Yisachar, it says Paltiel ben Azon. And Chavzayin, Lamate Bnei Osher, was Nasi. Achiud ben Shloimi was Achiud, the son of Shloimi. Pasuk Chavches, Ulamate Bnei Naftali, Nasi Pedahil ben Amiud. And for the shevet of Bnei Naftali, the Nasi was Pedal ben Amiud. Pasuk Chavtes, and that we finish Perek Lamedalid. Eila Asher Tziva Hashem L'Nachil as Bnei Yisrael. These are the ones who Hashem commanded to apportion the Bnei Yisrael, the Eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. So Rashi L'Nachil as Bnei Yisrael, to apportion the Bnei Yisrael. Shem Yanchilu Oysa L'Chem, that they should apportion for you L'Machlik Oysa by its sections. And with that, Rabbi Yisai, we complete Perek Lamedalid.